very special guest in the studio with us this morning, as you can hear from behind me. But before I interview him, I'm just going to say to you, take a look at this. Up there, they're like that. Oh no! Great. I'm really upset. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
How long have you been in the UK for then?
I don't know, a matter of hours.
A matter of
yeah,
hours.
We got in yesterday afternoon.
Yeah?
Yeah, basically. Yesterday evening, something like that.
And you're on tour at the moment, aren't you? With Slash's Snake Pit.
Yeah, in the Ain't Life Grand Tour is what it's called.
Ah, fantastic stuff. So does this mean that Guns N' Roses is finished?
Yeah, I split from Guns N' Roses like, 5 years ago?
But so, see, we're all having like just a little bit of a glimmer of hope that maybe could it happen? Might it happen?
It's one of those things, not in the foreseeable future that I could tell you. Mm-hmm. I'd be lying if
see,
I told you.
And you would tell me, right? You would let me into the secret, wouldn't you?
I mean, I hang out with the guys and stuff. I haven't seen Axl since I quit. I think that was one of the major things.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing so much other stuff since then, so it hasn't really been a thought. You know?
Fantastic.
And that's the truth. I mean, because all these rumors have been going around, and that's what GNR was like just a culmination of rumors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
what's the worst rumor you've ever heard? The most untrue or most ridiculous rumor? Because you must have had them.
Getting a blowjob in a bar. In New York.
Well, mercifully, I'm from that.
It didn't get finished, so. I was
Well, let's move on to emails, shall we?
All right.
Let's go on to emails. This one's from Billy from McKinley from Scotland, and he says, when's the last time you spoke to Axl Rose?
Like I said, five and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm. But you don't think that it's gonna not really quickly. Going to get back together.
It would probably take about a couple of months of psychotherapy just to get us into a room together.
Really? Is it that bad?
No, actually, it's not on a bad note. It's just we don't seem to agree on anything. So mm-hmm. It's simple as that.
Right, okay. Next one's from Barry the Slayer 11, which I think is very cool.
Right.
Barry the Slayer 11 from Lister. And he says, rock music is perceived by the media not to be popular anymore. How does that make you feel?
I'm not really sure. You know, I just do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a rock and roll guitar player that's been doing it since when I was 15. You know, so I don't really pay attention to what the media thinks and what's popular and what's trendy and what the fad is. I just do.
Because you're on tour with AC/DC, weren't you?
We were, yeah. We did 37 days. That was the greatest tour. We didn't even have a record out yet.
So really?
We had to go up in front of these arenas and play in front of, you know, 20 to 30,000 people.
Right.
With a record with material that people had never heard before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're playing.
It was big stadiums, wasn't it?
Yeah. And playing in front of like, you know, opening for one of the best rock and roll bands of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
So we're basically saying rock lives on, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and all the gigs were sold out, and it was like, yeah, this is what we do.
Fantastic. The next one I've got is from Danny French from Derby, and he says, "Do you still lead the traditional rock and roll lifestyle?"
I have my moments. It's a 24/7 job, you know. You sort of like pick and choose what you can and can't do, what your limitations are.
Do you feel that because people expect it of you? Do you feel as though you've got to kind of live up to people's expectations?
I'm more dedicated to being a musician than anything.
Yeah.
And I sort of just, you know, do what I do and sort of keep things within reason. You know, I had some extremes that I don't really necessarily do anymore, and then I have some stuff I still do. And I like very nice. I'm not a model, you know, sort of a school kid.
Yeah, not a role model, really, essentially. This next one's from Robbie Freegar from Hemel Hempstead, and he says, you collect reptiles and snakes as a hobby. Have you ever been badly bitten, and how many do you have?
I just did, actually.
Show.
I just got the stitches out. No, you can't really see it.
Oh.
It's actually healed pretty good, but...
A bit of magic cream.
I came home from the road... about a month ago, I guess it was, and I came home and I have my iguana. I have a big rhino iguana out in the backyard.
Which is how big? How big are we talking?
It's not that big.
Whoa!
It's huge.
In your house?
He's in the house, but I had him in the backyard, and he was loose, and he tried to take off, and basically he was set for going down La Cienega Boulevard, and so I grabbed him by the tail, and he turned around and bit the fuck out of me.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe that.
Yeah,
terrible.
I've been bit a couple times, but nothing life endangering.
Well, bless you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed. Slash. Good luck with the tour. Good luck.
thanks, Kat, and I must apologise on behalf of everybody here at CDUK for any comments used during the interview there. Sorry about that. Now, the next up, a gent whose last single, Life is a Rollercoaster, is a contender for IT.